Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, we hear it a lot in today's news about Russia and Iran, all these other things, and Israel now is probably, I won't say probably, they are the most hated nation on the face of this earth. Do you realize that? We have an administration now that does not favor Israel at all. And when translation of the saints takes place, I believe that this battle will take place then, very shortly after. The Bible does not say, but I'm putting it in our timeline here that we'll look at a little bit later, that they'll come down and the Lord destroys 5/6 of the army, and like a whoop pup, if you will, with their tail tucked between their legs, the armies will go back up north. They've been whooped, okay? And the Bible says in verse number 9, look at verse number 9, that they're going to burn their instruments, so they're going to collect their warfare, items of warfare, for 7 years. That's a very important time frame. For 7 years, I have that underlined, that they're going to be collecting these implements and war, that they're going to gather these things that the armies had left behind for 7 years. The Bible talks about this. I take it as a literal 7 years. How long is a tribulation period? 7 years. All right, now go in verse number 12. It says, in 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them that they may cleanse the land. And verse number 14, it mentions again about 7 months for people to be going around and posting signs around bodies, you know, and people will come, and that's going to be their job for 7 months, burying the dead. And again, I believe this is going to be right after the translation of the saints. And after, in my mind, this is my opinion. I wouldn't argue with this. There's a lot of great men who disagree with me on that, but they've been wrong before. But that in my mind, after this army goes back up north, that's when the Antichrist, we read in Daniel chapter number 9, he signs what's called a covenant. Matter of fact, turn with me to Daniel chapter number 9 now. Daniel chapter number 9, beginning in verse number 24. This speaks of Daniel's 70th week. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and thy holy city. Now, before we go any farther, I have those two phrases underlined in my Bible, thy people and thy holy city. Who is thy people? The Jewish people. What is thy holy city, or where is thy holy city? It's Jerusalem. So the tribulation period really is focused on the Jewish people. It's going to affect the whole world, Gentiles included. But the purpose of Daniel's 70th week is to prepare Israel for the coming king. When Jesus comes in all his glory in the revelation, he's prepared them. And it's going to be a 7 year period. And we see in Daniel chapter number 9, verse number 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and thy holy city. And here's the 6 reasons for the tribulation period. If you're taking notes, what's the purpose of the tribulation period? It's laid out here in Daniel chapter number 9, verse number 24. To finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness, that's the millennial reign, to seal up the vision of the prophecy and to anoint the most holy, speaking of Christ. So that's the reason for the tribulation period, to prepare Israel for the coming king. And it's going to be a 7 year period. Matter of fact, it's also used in different language in the book of the Revelation. We will look at it as we go a little bit farther. It's mentioned 42 months. 3.5 years, 3.5 years, time, times, and half times. Times, times, and half times. You see that reference. 1,260 days. 1,260 days. It all refers to the tribulation period, the first half and the second half. But I want you to get this point, that I believe that the battle of Gog and Magog will take place shortly, the one in Ezekiel 38 and 39, after the translation of the saints. They go back, the Antichrist makes a covenant and an agreement. We read this in verse number 27 of Daniel 9. And he, speaking of the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That's that 7-year period. That's Daniel's 70th week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. This is the great tribulation period. This is the middle of the week. And I know I'm going a little bit fast, but I want you to get the picture. After the battle of Gog and Magog, the first battle, they go back and the Antichrist said, wait a minute, let's have peace now. They've just had war in Israel. And the Antichrist said, we're going to have a peace treaty. He confirms it with Israel for the next 7 years. I won't say there's relative peace because we'll get into the opening of the seals and then the trumpets and the vials of wrath. But yet he makes a covenant with them. And in this, they're allowed to build a temple. Many of you have gone to Israel and have gone to that eastern wall. And on the other side the western wall called the Wailing Wall, the Jewish people want to build that temple back. Well, they will build a temple back, and it will be up there on that sacred ground. And the Antichrist is going to confirm that agreement, and they're going to build a temple there. And there's so much, we'll get into this as we go farther in our study book of Revelation, how the Jewish people are ready to get up there and start building, even now. The garments are ready, and all these, the laver and all the golden candlestick where they can once again institute the temple of worship. Just like that, a sideline. Jehovah's Witness can put up a building in a week. Macedonian builders can put up a building in a week. Imagine what happens when these Jewish people have access to that Temple Mount. How quickly this building will go up. It's going to be quite a building. But anyway, I won't say it's a week. I won't go into there. But anyway, they will have a building there, no doubt about it. Matter of fact, we find that in the middle of the week, the Antichrist enters the temple. Am I going too fast for y'all? The Antichrist enters the temple that the Jews have built and declares himself to be God. Remember, that's the abomination of desolation. But I want you to get a picture, time frame. As a matter of fact, this, for our visitors and new members, we have this back in the back in the foyer that kind of tells you, laid this out for in our kind of in a picture that you could see about our Lord's coming. You're welcome to get one on the way out this evening, afternoon, whenever you leave church this morning. But anyway, after the translation of saints, the battle of Gog and Magog, then the tribulation takes place when the Antichrist will confirm that covenant with Israel for 1 week. That's the beginning of the tribulation period, not the rapture, not the translation. Are you following? There's going to be a short period of time. I don't know how long that will be. The Bible does not specify. But just so you know, that the translation does not begin the tribulation period. Most people think that and they put them together and it does not go together. The translation is not the tribulation period. I know I'm being redundant, but I want it to sink in. There's going to be a battle of Gog and Magog. There's going to be another battle of Gog and Magog. Turn with me to Revelation chapter number 20. I want you to see the difference. This is after the millennial reign of Christ. There's going to be another battle of Gog and Magog. This will be the final battle. A lot of great people, a lot of great men, put them one in the same, but they cannot be one in the same. They're two different battles. We read in Ezekiel where 1/6 of the army is spared and they go back up to the north. Remember, we read that. Here in Revelation chapter number 20, all the army is wiped out. And this is after the millennial reign of Christ. Matter of fact, beginning in verse number 7 of Revelation 20, this is the second battle of Gog and Magog. And when the 1,000 years are expired, what's the 1,000 years, preacher? It's the millennial reign of Christ. He's been ruling and reigning in Jerusalem. When that 1,000 years have finished his course, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Remember that he was cast into the prison, as the Bible says, at the beginning of the millennial reign. And he's there for 1,000 years, and he's finally let out.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church this Sunday for a special service with guest speaker Andrew Phipps, as he'll be speaking on faith, family, and freedom. That's this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church during both the morning and evening service, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.